What do you want to know?
Sir, I have a question. Sir, is it possible to heal someone and how to heal?
Okay, it's a very good question. Practical question. Is it possible to heal someone? In principle, yes. But there is always a but. Conditions apply. If you believe that you are going to change the person's destiny, then it's too big a... It can be done. It can be done only by the divine grace. That takes us to the subject of what is destiny and what is illness in its normal course. So a lot of illness is simply because of an purely a wrong turn, wrong attitude of nature. It's not something which has, by destiny I mean something which is already fixed, determined, you'll go through it. So there are a lot of things which are the result of these internal disharmonies, internal imbalances, disequilibrium, because of thoughts, feelings, desires, egoism, all that. Both psychological suffering, even physical suffering. Now, these things can easily be corrected by healing process. Thank you so much. Thank you. So, this healing would involve two things. One is the external symptoms. Now, inner healing doesn't straight away go to that. It's like if you have to shake off a tree, would you like to tear one leaf, another leaf, go on, cut one branch after another, or you would work at the roots? When you work at the roots, this may either continue for some time, even sometimes it may throw up abnormal responses. So spiritual healing or inner healing is largely of that nature. It starts working on the roots. For example, to give an example, supposing somebody has diabetes. So diabetes is because of blood sugar. Now this diabetes could be because of wrong eating patterns. Wrong eating patterns may include a number of things. Genetics and simply greed. So spiritual healing will start working on that root. What is the root? Greed. If there is a genetic issue, it will start working on that also. Eventually, it can. In certain illnesses, it can. But in certain illnesses, it cannot, because physical matter is not receptive to the spiritual forces. It is going to become, slowly becoming receptive, because there is a two-way bridge. Divine doesn't do an impossible miracle in this sense that, okay, can you convert a cat into a dog? Supposing you ask this question. Isn't it? So divine omnipotence should be able to do it by saying abracadabra. Now the catch is it can do it, but it's not a simple question of doing abracadabra. There will be a process. So between the spiritual force and the healing process, there is a process which is evolved for a period of time. Divine takes that into cognizance. Certain things are very deep rooted. They may have very past, who knows how many lives imprint, certain experiences which we have to go through. So the divine consciousness takes all this into cognizance. In its own way, it's like a global comprehension of things which we don't normally comprehend. We say, how can it take into consciousness? It can. It's a question of expansion of consciousness and its depth. So the healing process also will be either very simple, direct, or it will take long, depending upon what kind of, how deep rooted the problem is. Okay, this part is clear. Now comes the question that can anyone become an instrument of this healing process? Because that's what practically implies. No? So well, again, in principle, yes. But again, conditions apply. You can't do a course somewhere and start. You can claim that, well, I am doing some divine healing, some magic. And yes, to an extent, it will help very strangely, even when you have done nothing of that kind. Because you are, for a patient, representing a divine healer. Imagine, you know, you have a shop and you say, I am a divine healer, I am certified practitioner of divine healing. Now when patient comes to you, he is not simply coming to you who may not know anything. He is coming to the divine in his consciousness. And that's how the Gita puts it very beautifully. As men approach to me in whatsoever faith, so I respond to them. So if you go to a Babaji or even a most so-called fake person, thinking he is God, you will get a response. Not from, man would not even know. He may even chalo in his ego. I am the one. But divine will take care of his, don't worry. But the divine can use, because divine is not concerned with your, you may ignorantly go there. But you think the person is divine. And that is a great impact. Because divine works through the faith of the person. So the most important crucial element in all healing process is faith. If you believe a stone can heal you, it will heal you. Not because the stone has magical powers. It may have. There are differences of stone. But because of your faith, you are activating within the stone a divine energy. Divine energy is in everything. Because it's the original energy. Certain stones, for example, have been habitually used to heal. Whether they had a healing power or not is not the point. But in our consciousness, they are associated for a long time. Your mind is conditioned. Oh, if you wear this stone, you will be fine. Don't regard it just as a superstition. It's the way cosmos works. So you wear a stone. That stone. Now, already the moment you wear, what is activated inside is faith. Divine takes advantage of that faith and heals you. Even in modern medicine, we use the word placebo and nocebo effect. In modern language, the effect comes because we believe in modern scientific things. But the problem with that approach in modern medicine is, modern medicine, because it's analytical medicine, it says, well, I don't know, it may be alright, it may not be alright, this much percentage. So it shakes the foundations of faith in a person. And then people go to second doctor for second opinion. Makes it worse. Go to third doctor. You change medicine. So faith is gone. That's why you see medicines keep multiplying. Now I don't know whether you have seen that generation or not. I have partly gone through it. As a child in my village, there were two doctors. Three. One was a homeopath. Another was an allopath. Though he was my friend's father, we all didn't much go to him, was too serious faced. Third was not an allopath but practicing allopath medicine, because he had a degree called LMP, Licensed Medical Practitioner. They were just given a kind of crash course, and he used to give us only two mixtures and some powder, allopathic powder. It was called APC, aspirin, paracetamol and chlorpheniramine, which is cough, cold and mixture. Pink mixture, green mixture. I've grown up, I've been fine. Everybody in the village got fine. It's testimony, and not only of me, countless people. How did it work? So in all healing, the least common factor is faith. Meaning thereby you may go to the divine and not get healed if you don't have faith. Now you see there is this big problem. So faith is like the activating switch. You know what Gita says about a human being? It says man is his faith. Now you say, what does it mean? Faith has nothing to do with religion. It is about your own deep inside. It is very precious. What is your faith? Things will come. There are people who always doubt, oh, what can divine do? What can God do? The response will be like that. Life will justify your faith. Yes, yes, divine can't do anything. That's why it's considered as something very sacred. Faith is considered as something very sacred. And that's why company, there are people who reinforce your faith. There are doctors who reinforce your faith. They would simply put a head, nah, bacha, theek ho jayega, you'll be fine. Others who say, very serious, you have acute tracheobronchitis now. हिल गया बंदा हाँ क्या है कुछ नहीं है ही इज यूजिंग अ टेक्निकल टर्म बट इट्स अनर्विंग there are people, now comes to even practical. So if people have faith in you, now what inspires faith? A good physician, clinician, any branch, any system, allopathy, Ayurveda, distant healing, near healing, whatever you want to do, you should be able to inspire faith. There are studies about it. I'm not getting into that. How will you inspire faith? One way is people tell lies. Strangely, even that works. I have seen in villages, there is a person who is a chemist. Thik kar dega. I will cure everything. It works. I have seen it work. Okay, there are impossible things you cannot heal, but still it has a big range. It opens doors. Second is, you don't have to do that, but use the method which many of these old doctors used, which they didn't have medicine at hand. So what did they do? They said, "Humne dawai de diya hai, Ramji dekh lenge, Ramji thik kar denge." I don't know whether you have heard this or not. I have heard this, grown up. Bhagwan thik kar denge. Now what has happened? He has activated, he has switched on that switch of faith. Even the Gita goes on to say, Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. Faith is the most important, single most important thing in life, which we have lost. It's a civilizational loss. Faith is primitive, faith is superstition, because reason is correct. Now it's returning, it will come back, but that's the problem. If faith is not there, can it still be done? Yes, it can be done. But then it depends. You see, grace can, there are no limits to what it can do. But support from the patient side is important in any healing process. Most patients don't care what is the degree written outside, though nowadays they see. But they see how your personality is. The matrix of healing begins from there. If you go back to your own experience of people and doctors, you will realize. Does it happen when you meet someone or maybe meet a doctor and you feel nice about it? Something, and there are others, they may be very qualified, but they instill some kind of a fear or don't know what's going to happen. Big hospitals particularly. So, as a healer, coming back to the practical question, first cultivate the healer's personality. Healer is always full of confidence in the grace. That I am a limited instrument, there is something much higher. It can use anything, my prescription, my words, my silence, anything it can use. So if you take that approach, yes. But again, as I said, there will be things which still will remain. Why? Because you cannot change destiny. Don't play God. Only grace, ultimate grace, can change destiny. Maybe in some instance you may become an instrument of grace. Maybe. It's not necessary. The grace may decide that you have to go through certain experiences for whatever reasons. For your good. I'm not talking of karmic law and all that. For your good. For your evolution. Any doctor in the world will try whatever they have to go through. Nothing will happen. You have to go through those experiences. So a good healer must be able to inspire faith. Good healer must be open to the divine grace, must be humble, know that, well, there are things which is possible through the grace and I can become an instrument. If he wants, he can get into that lying system that you see all over, magic healing, that is all drama. It may give a temporary relief, nothing more than that. Okay. So then there are illnesses which are too deep rooted and not easy to heal just by grace. By grace it can heal, but may not, for reasons which are. And there are illnesses which may look very big but can be healed easily by grace. Like skin problems are very difficult to heal. Tooth problems are difficult to heal because they are rooted in the inconscient. Whereas certain things which you consider as very serious, like diabetes and blood pressure, easier to heal. Even heart disease. So everything is possible. If you have any question further, then I can. Become an instrument of grace. That's the whole process. If you want to be a good healer, whether you are following psychological healing or whatever, know the technique. You need to know something, whatever. You will evolve your own technique. I don't subscribe to any of the techniques. I go by, at that point of time, I become a witness, observe a patient, and I wait for my own inner knowledge to take over. That is where yoga comes in. If you grow in your spiritual consciousness, then you can become an instrument. But as I said, don't try to get the ego in magic and I am going to do everything. No. There is no I. Then you wait, you allow the divine to. You may have read something, maybe if your mind is conditioned, the healing process will flow through that. Or it may just give you an insight. Or it may not do anything, but just the presence, some conversation. All conversation is an interchange of consciousness, always remember. Interchange. Speech is a medium through which both way bridges are being built. That's why it is cautioned, satsang. Why is it given importance in all spiritual practices? Because the people with whom you converse, sit and talk, they have an impact on you and you have an impact on them. And if it's a very close interchange, as in sexual processes, then it's one step further because it's too intimate. So you end up transmitting many things, you end up receiving many things. If it is one partner and a good partner, then it's okay, like you are evolving. But sometimes it can be very disastrous. Especially if you are on the path of yoga. In normal life, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not talking about moral and all that. In normal life, it doesn't matter because people are what they are and everything goes on. So, like if both people are two streams of nala with all dirt inside, if they meet, what will happen? It's okay, dirt will increase. Anyway, it was there. But if there is purified water, it mixes with dirt. Now what happens? Maybe the dirt will get a little cleared, but the purified water will definitely get dirty. Ram Teri Ganga Mali. Okay? That's why. It's not about morality. It's about... So a healer's way of life has to be very different because he wants to become an... Even an allopath healer, ideally, he wants to become an instrument of the highest divine forces. So that's why if you read the Ayurveda and you see what is the conditions for a healer. So first they say he must be Vipra, a Dvija, which you know, na? Twice born. Not everybody can be a healer inwardly. He was not supposed to heal for money. So he never asked money. So how will he manage? He'll manage. He has that trust that what I need, either in ancient times, in China and India, such healers were supported by the society. Because healer won't ask money. But he has to sustain a family. So, it was provided. So, for example, the government takes care. Okay, you are a healer, we'll take care. So, he had to be free from that money taint, wanting money and all that. Money, he needs money, but he's not healing for money. It's a passion, it's a joy of opening to the divine and divine working through you. That's a true spiritual healer. Rest is abracadabra. This technique, that technique, this method. It's okay, one can learn.
Like it is said that if we don't take the money, most of the time it is like people don't give value if you don't.
Yes, that's unfortunately we are living in a transactional world. That's why nowadays many doctors say that, you know, relatives got very angry, they broke the thing. They say sometimes. I say because you have turned it into a business. And you are claiming things which you cannot claim. But this may happen initially, maybe. But basically, destiny, nature, the divine takes care of you. People are not so insensitive. I have last how many years? Of course, I have retired in 2003. Voluntary, premature retirement. I never asked any money for anything. Healing, classes, all this. Because I feel if you ask money for taking classes, you are unfit to give teaching. And in ancient time, there used to be the system of Guru Dakshina. You want to give, feel like give from the heart. You cannot pay for knowledge. You cannot pay for something like healing. This was the faith. They got a joy of being just the instrument of the divine. Now, over a period of time, people do understand and destiny takes care. That's why I gave my example that, you know, destiny takes care. Because we are not alone in this universe, no? It takes care in its own way. So a healer particularly was required to have the highest standard of, he could not. Healer and teachers were always the most respected people. We have lost that, I agree. Very unfortunate. But I do believe, and I have to my extent lived like that. Even in Air Force I used to get monthly salary, so no problem. I didn't ask any money from anyone. For me it was like a gold standard. I never asked money for anything. So people used to say, that's why I never went into private practice that way. But I cannot tell a person you have to pay a fees. Similarly, classes, all over the world I have taken classes. People invite, I have gone. All over the world. I never put a price tag. Want to give, most people will pay you for your travel. Sometimes people say, why don't you put so many dollars, this, that. I say, then I won't be a teacher, I'll be a businessman. If I have to be a businessman, then I'll put all my expertise in doing business. I'll set that water, sell some water saying it is healing, magical. Then I'll be a businessman. Why should I, you know? But as I said, divine takes care. It's a faith, deep of faith. Nothing wrong in doing business. But you should know, business is business, healing is healing. Don't mix up the two. This is how I look at it. People who do business, over a period of time, they lose the ability to heal. This also I have seen. You will see some of the really good doctors. Of course they get money, they are in corporate hospital, whatever. But they really are not into business. A patient can heal because they are of that kind. So one thing is that while you are working in a hospital, you get money. That's not really. But then in private practice, you can't do that. So my option, which I suggest, suppose you want to heal and you don't want to take money and you are in private practice, what do you do? I had a system in my mind which I never needed to put in practice. Though some of my friends, my sisters used to say, I will collect money, don't worry, jokingly. But my system was, I'll keep a hundi as an offering somewhere. Not within my sight, leave it to people to put it or not put it. And I can tell you, it works magically. Always you'll find in nature this compensation. Once in Hong Kong, I had a talk, so they asked me about money. I said no. Then the person came up with the idea, okay, we'll put a little offering box outside and whoever wants to give. I said, that's okay. Actually, at the end, there was much more money than I ever imagined, expected or wanted, could have wanted. Because nature has its own way. There is a wisdom which works. Of course, if you expect money to build multi-million house, that's a different thing altogether. Destiny, divine, it all stays. It's not, we are not alone, no? It takes care.
So,
maybe I am saying things which may seem impractical. But I am not saying a single thing which I have not practiced and found the result. This I can tell you. Nothing is theory. In my own life, I have travelled to all the continents. Not once, several times. Never I initiated anything that I want to travel. And never asked any money for any of these things. Talks or nothing. But divine has taken care very well. So I am not saying something purely theory, you should be like that, or something which I can say but I don't care to practice. So there is a truth behind it which I have seen in life, and there is, and this truth is derived from a very interesting saying in the Gita. There is a word which is of course taken up by some company and misused also. Misused means they have misapplication of that word. Do you remember a little phrase where Shri Krishna tells, I take care of those who depend upon me. Yoga Kshema Vahamiham. Now you know in which company uses it? LIC. Yoga Kshema. All your necessities of inner and outer life, I take care Vahamiham. But it is for those who have faith, not like not like you pay up a sum. So it's a misapplication. But it is true. It may sound, sir, kya hai ye? What are you talking about? What is this? We want some rational, analytical. But I can tell you, I can reason, rationally explain this. Because divine is real. You know why we think it's irrational? Because you think it's divine, divine ki baat hawa hawa hai. He is real, more real than anything you can imagine. And when you trust in the divine, he takes care of you in every way. Now, that is the core of bhakti if you want. Bhakti is not about doing khartal, manjira and then coming back and worrying with all this head. He takes care much more than anybody can take care. And I am saying everything based on very clear experience. I think I have shared with you what happened with when I shifted. You will come one of the days, see my room. So, when my mother died physically, physical mother, then my sister was also there. And I said, you just hang out, I'll go to, there was a center with your windows. Relics, and I went there and offered the whole thing. When I was offering, I heard a voice, my mother's voice here. Now I am your physical mother also. I mean, well, I always regarded she is my mother in every way. So I never really, it was okay. I never felt that kind of attachment to anyone as to her. And then after that, after many years, of course, that was in Air Force. I came here. Everything of mine was looked after. I never bought a dress. Everything was taken care of. But the best part was when I got a fridge in my room. Somebody gifted. I didn't get. So I said, why do I need a fridge? Because I am not cooking, not anything. What will I keep? Nee, you keep it. So I got a fridge. I thought, fridge mein kya hoga? Aise pada rahega. When you are not cooking, you are not buying anything for yourself. So what will happen to the fridge? Ordinarily? Maybe sometime some things will come. 2014, today is 2026. Not a day. Not only filled, overfilled sometimes. I take it like this is a store where I have to keep giving. Divine takes care, but for us he is not real and living. And that's my big problem with any of these classes, because one is expecting a format. Hey, sir, yes, this is bhakti, what has this got to do with typical medical education, but this is a reality of life. I can't ignore it because something I have experienced. I am not saying this will happen to everybody or what way, I don't know. It's a reality I have experienced, not one day, 2 days, month, year, years, decades. Countless. And I have seen it in other people's life who also depend on the divine. So that's where Yoga Kshema Vahamiham comes into existence. If you really depend on the divine with faith, if you are moving on the path intended for you to grow and evolve, then naturally you will perforce many areas of life you won't be able to take care. Who will take care? Divine takes care. How does he take care? He has always. He will handle. We don't have to worry. Okay? Very unscientific things we are talking. But I can explain the whole science behind it, which of course I have been doing in my writings and this. There is a whole science behind it. The science is described in Kena Upanishad. You say, sir, science kahan se aagi? Upanishad mein. So Upanishad says, I'll just take one sentence. Yana manasa na manote yena hur mano matang tadeva brahman tam vitti nedam yadidam upasate. And it goes in a series of verses. It says, it's not by the mind that you can know it, but that by which the mind itself is known. know that to be the Brahman, that is the divine ultimate reality, than this which men seek hereafter. So the mind, in human intelligence, the senses are all, ultimately we rely on them, and the ego self, no, based on that reason, we rely on these instruments to take care of life. Now when you turn these instruments to the divine and hand them over to the divine, that you use them for your work. Now tell me, if you have a actual instrument, you will take care of it better, or if you hand over to the divine, he'll take care? Now the divine has to become real and living. It's not, it doesn't work like, what if it doesn't, what if there is no divine? Is it really true? Then yes, I agree. But if you take it, it's a, that's why it's called as a leap of faith. The other day I was talking about Indiana Jones movie, but there is a science behind it. The science is, there is a greater intelligence, much vaster intelligence than the human. And all intelligence is a result of this super intelligence. Yan manasa na manute yena hur manomata. If you connect with that intelligence, which is what yoga is meant to do, by whatever means, then that intelligence, using a human language, that supreme intelligence, supreme power, takes care of you in ways which are inexplicable, because it has all the means at the disposal. There are countless stories which one can talk about. Does it mean you'll have no problem? No, they are part of the journey, and why they are there, even that becomes a process. Like Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa did leave his body at 58, Swami Vivekananda at 39. All that can be understood and explained. But it's difficult to take that leap of faith, especially in modern times, because all medicine is Western oriented. In the Western science, there is the, what is it called? Descartesian? René Descartes? What is it called? Bolo!
Duality,
hum log use karte hain word. Yes, duality. What is it called? There is a technical term for it. Reductionism. God hai, but uska apna ghar hai, apna jagah hai, mandir, girja ghar, masjid, wahan God hai. Go and pray there if you like. But in other life, world, it's a our, their version of like Mayavad. All this is your personal affair. God is not connected with it. So God is meant for the beyond. If you want to go to the beyond, have moksha, enjoy in some heaven, God knows, then God is there. But here, for your everyday, you are the one who is responsible. Now you still may have to do, like the Gita says, yes, you have to move your hands and feet. But it gives a greater path. He is here also, Yeva. God is here in everything. Even while we are conversing, He is here, listening to each one of us. When you live with that consciousness, life begins to change. It becomes a perpetual marvel. Got it? This is the core of bhakti. It's not about kartal manjira. You can do it in masti, but whole work should become worship. Isn't that what Sri Krishna says? War can become worship. Medicine can become worship. Prayer, cooking food, cleaning utensils, walking, visiting Mahabalipuram, I don't know how it was, I have never been there, but I believe it is good. All this is worship, prayer. Obviously you can't write all this in exam, I know. Quote unquote. That's
or
very interesting.
They can be dependent on multiple gurus.
Dependent, no, but yes, see, there are two stages or two types. One is that you, basically what are you seeking? Not guru. You are seeking knowledge or maybe the ultimate truth. No?
If they share same.
So you will go to different places. Why would you latch on to one guru? But if you find someone who is all capable, all competent, I'll put it like that, that you want to settle in a best place and you have your criteria in the mind. So you go here, something is there, but something is missing. You go to X place, something else is there, something is missing. But they, maybe you find a place where you say, "Arey, everything is there." Then why would you go to 100 places? So there is a phase when we are searching for the master, and we go to different master. Nothing wrong with it. Some people can grow like that. They are meant to, like the famous story of was this great yogi? I think it was Dattatreya, or who learned from 24 gurus, which included a prostitute. Not even conventional gurus. From a honeybee, from a prostitute, from everything you can learn. The other day we were talking, kal ki talk mein hum bol rahe the na, baat ho rahi thi. Har cheez se sikhte hain. Wo ek larger sense hai guru ka, because guru is the divine himself who is hidden in everything. One who is a seeker will find the wisdom. Knowledge he is seeking everywhere. But you may meet someone who is capable and ready, though both things. You are ready and capable, and the guru is ready and capable to take you towards your highest aspiration and its fulfillment. Then it's a wonder, as a joy. That's how Kathopanishad puts it. It's very rare, that combination. So don't go by number of disciples and all that. That is very rare. At least with me, that's how it worked. I have read a lot, must have made out by now, lot from Western philosophy, Indian philosophy, Vedanta, Vedas, Upanishads, Gita, Shankaracharya, this, that, 100 things. And at the end I said, none of this is answering my aspiration. So it's important, what is your aspiration? One doesn't go to a guru ki, okay, very nice, lot of nice ashram, very nice, number of devotees, disciples, maza a gaya, omkar ka naad sunke, arey, what are you seeking? The moment you have the true aspiration, the guru who is meant to lead you. Because if you go to too many gurus, then there may be confusion, because they are all different paths. Now here comes the other part. You want to climb the peak of the Himalayas also. Let's say that there is only one peak. Though in creation you approach the divine, and as we approach, so he will reveal you. So supposing, let's say that you want to go to a peak of Himalaya. Now you are climbing through one route. Somebody says, no, there is another route. Himalaya you can approach through, I mean he will tell you, if you approach Himalaya from Assam and Siliguri and all that, is a very different Himalaya, even the vision is very different. Then if you go from Uttarakhand and if you go to Kashmir, it's very very different. Same Himalaya, same peaks. So just to avoid confusion, because also sometimes the experiences, see, most of the gurus, rarely anyone has the total experience of the divine. The Gita puts it, samagram maam is very rare. Most yogis have some glimpse or some aspect. So there will be gurus, if you go and tell them about the divine and guidance from the divine and Ishwara, they will say, no, it is still an illusion, it is Brahman. Or if you go to a Buddhist, he will say, no, even nothingness. So you will get confused. Isn't it? There are gurus, no, who say, no, there is no, that's mind's play. Are they right? They are right in one way. Are they wrong? They are wrong in another way. Even logically, I could say that. Sometimes people say, I say, see, logically, the moment you say it is either this or that, what you have done? You have limited. Whereas the divine is infinite. Understand? But that, to go to that consciousness, as your seeking is, so does the guru come at that point of time. And then when he comes, you will feel an internal click, here it is. It's not based on intellectual or anything, it's an inner click. Go ahead, if your aspiration is beyond, you will reach, another guru will come into your life, that's all. So that rigid demarcation, no, I'll hold on. You are not holding on to a physical presence, you are holding to the divine who has come in a certain way. So that if you are ready, and if I know people whose aspiration is, like there are people who are Mayavadins. They find a guru who says all this is Maya. They are fine with it. Then one day they suddenly discover, for example, Sri Aurobindo or the Gita, which speaks of something else, much greater. And they say that, but this is what we were seeking. Now they get into a wrong conflict, unnecessary conflict. Because it is the divine. Divine, you can't limit him, he is only here. Divine is everywhere in everybody. That is what is the teaching of Dattatreya. So they are both things which complement each other. So if you ask, can one go to different gurus? Yes, in principle. But there will be a time when for this life or for the present aspiration, you will find someone. And then there will be an internal click. Till that happens, move around. It's not an intellectual decision. It's like love, because it's the heart which says yes. That's it. It's not like intellectually you are thinking, oh, that guru looks more stylish. Oh, he has renounced everything outwardly. All this is nonsense. Oh, he is sitting only in samadhi. This doesn't work like that. If you are awake to the aspiration in your heart, you will find. It's not a mental decision. It's not an intellectual decision finding a guru. People try to, oh, he has so many devotees, so many disciples, including some film actor. All this is nonsense. You don't love somebody by intellectual. There are people, no, say, I want a match. And they have a list. It's nonsense, because you will end up being unhappy. But there are people with whom your heart clicks. It has a deeper knowledge, its own knowledge. You don't know. The person may be mentally very different or in many ways. But it's what is meant for you. And then when a time comes, in human love, of course, when a time comes, you may go further. But the divine form through which the divine is meant to lead you, if your seeking is earnest and clear, it will come. And you will feel it in your heart. Here is the one. And follow. He will take you as far as he can take you and as far as your aspiration wants. If your aspiration grows, goes beyond, then the guru meant to take you further will come. Because it's the divine, not the form of a person. You got the core principle.
So if one is devoted to the divine, can he be devoted to other humans?
So first is that does one need a guru physically to start with that? Generally, sort of yes for majority, most human beings. But it's possible there are people who get awakened to an inner divine guidance. Probably in coming age it will be more common. That's one part. And second, can a person be devoted to this whole, why one person to whole creation? Yes, because you said that the discovery of the divine, if it is genuine, you are going along that path, should lead you ultimately that the divine dwells in everything. You can be devoted to a stone. That's what the Hindu scripture says. But you have to regard everything as an expression of the divine. Then it's fine. That's why we have this famous saying, Matra Deva Bhava, Pitra Deva Bhava, Deva Deva Bhava, and another one, Tameva Mata Chapita Tameva. Now, one conventional way is that you alone are everything. Another way is everybody in your life is ultimately something or the other of the divine. You can look at it both ways. So, but you have to have that right attitude. Otherwise, there is a division. If it is the form and an outer person, then there is a division. You, like, loyalty is towards one. The moment you have loyalty towards the divine, why is Mandodari a sati? Outwardly, she is one of the reasons of Ravan's death. Apart from Vibhishan, she revealed a secret that he, look here, is doing a yagya. Huh? If he succeeds, so, and Hanumanji goes to spoil, she is the one who takes him to that place where he is hiding. And it is, that's why at the end of the whole thing, she is fine with everybody, but she is very angry with Hanuman. Because that time she is overcome with emotions. Then she says, you will never be able to stay with your master whom you love so much. So that's how you have to see that, well, in this play it is only the divine. If you live with this thought, whole creation, you will be devoted to the divine in everyone who is connected with your life. That makes life beautiful. At least for you. May not be for the other person who may want your exclusive devotion. Because you'll see the divine. You will not fight, you will want whoever you are dealing with, you will deal with that earnestness. But obviously, if a person wants to occupy you exclusively, that age is over. I'm sorry, but it's counterproductive to evolution at this point of time. Ultimately, there'll be one person with whom, if destiny wants you in this life or maybe some life, when you are evolved enough, other person is evolved enough, they come together. No need to marry or anything like that. But then in one life, whoever comes in a life, treat as a divine. Automatically you are not going to degrade yourself into all kinds of movements. But people may not understand. It would be a very deep bond of, like you see how Krishna. So, but of course it will be misunderstood. Society doesn't understand all this. That, oh, she is very nice to this person. Kya chakkar chal raha hai? Shuru ho jayega. Hai na? It's a problem hai. Fortunately, society is changing, but generally it will be chakkar. But then if you are nice to that deepest part, best part, what is the problem? That is sincerity you have to see. What is it that you are, when you say devoted, what does it mean? Devoted to is, because human beings are a mixed lot, devoted to his animal side, devoted to his asuric side, Bunty or Bubbly, phir bhi they were sweet. Or you are devoted to the divinity inside that person. That one has to see. Depending on what you are devoted to, you will get the result. Everybody carries something of the divine presence inside. You can be devoted to that. Anybody, everybody.
How do we, like you said, there is this part when we try to identify the gurus.
Identify the guru. You can't. It's only your heart will tell you, here is it. There is no mental criteria. It is said that when you seek the divine, divine seeks you, and the guru is meant to lead you, will come into your life. It is very true. Keep your seeking intact. Don't be in calculated mode. When the time comes, the divine will come into you through that form which is meant to lead you. It is like that. Because why you, people say, nene, ye kya baat hua? How can mentally? Because guru by its nature is somebody beyond the mind. You are representing the divine. There is no way the mind can ever analyze and understand. That's where yan man sana manute yena hurmano mata. For example, supposing I ask this question, what are your expectations in your head of a divine being in a human form, the guru? What will you say? Let's see some of the criteria.
Understanding,
yes. Understanding what? Us as well as... You must understand the higher reality first. That's a minimum.
You feel a sense of power from them.
Okay.
The one who doesn't call himself a...
Very good. So many things, you know, in the mind. That is a wonderful thing. He doesn't call himself a guru. The world may call him guru. But he is not going with any labels. Very true. Guru doesn't need to call himself a guru. But most people, what happens? They see the outer dress. Uske aage unki aankhe jaati nahi hai. संस्कृत की कोई किताब खोल के उसमें से कुछ पन्ने पढ़ेंगे, है ना? इस कारण लोगों को गुरु मिलके भी नहीं मिलते. दे आर वॉन्टिंग दैट. नथिंग रॉन्ग. संस्कृत इज अ ब्यूटिफुल लैंग्वेज एनी वेज. बट टू डिपेंड ऑन दीज आउटर थिंग्स, दैट्स वाई व्हेन इन द गीता श्री अर्जुन आस्क श्री कृष्णा, व्हाट डज ही आस्क? हैव यू रेड द गीता? हैव यू? नहीं. ओके, रीड इट. ओके, दिस इज अ मस्ट होमवर्क. द गीता में अर्जुन श्री कृष्ण पूछते हैं, स्थित प्रज्ञा किम भाषा, हाउ डज ए मैन हु इज रूटेड इन द डिवाइन स्पीक, हाउ डज ही लुक? ऑल अपियरेंसेज श्री कृष्ण डजंट स्पीक ऑफ एनी ऑफ देम. ही गिव्स ऑल द इनर मार्कर्स. ही इज इन ए स्टेट ऑफ पीस, ही इज इन ए स्टेट ऑफ जॉय, हिज डोर्स आर ओपन टू नॉलेज, ऑल इनर मार्कर्स. There is an impersonality and yet he is personal. The whole thing, he asks, this question is asked by Arjuna. How do you know that somebody, he doesn't use the word guru, but somebody is sthit pragya, means his consciousness is rooted in pragya. Pragya is the higher consciousness. How does he sit? How does he speak? How does he walk? That's how he asks. Sri Krishna doesn't give any outer. It's all inner. criteria. But most important, your heart will feel, here is it. That's very important. You may have these things in a person, but yet he may not be the person, or she may not be the person meant to lead you. You have to wait for your heart to respond.
There was this thing ki, I read it or I heard it from you, I don't remember, there has to be an agreement from divine side as well when you are seeking the divine, doing yoga, mm-hmm. starting yoga. How do you know that divine has agreed?
Keep applying. One day the reply will come. That's what is called as the call. So you want, you are seeking. But you don't know whether divine is hearing. He is hearing. He is waiting for his own time. He is smiling quietly. Kar bache. Thoda karo exercise. Time to time his touches will come. Because he knows you are seeking. And then one day he will say, okay. Aaja mere paas. Then you are finished. That's called a call. It's called call for the yoga. The sign that the divine has agreed is that within you, you will have the aspiration. This is what I want to lead in my life. That aspiration is the sign that you have got the other side of the agreement has been signed. Otherwise, table per paper pada hai. There is a reason why he is delaying. He is enjoying. He is taking care. Don't worry. Huh? He is taking care. He knows this fellow is crying for me. Okay. He is there. He is taking care. But you won't know it. Then one day you will say, feel this is the path, this is the goal I want to take. Now the agreement has been signed. Well, you cannot have that feeling, that urge, unless there is a call from his side. I am not saying then you have to come to ashram. No. Ashram is a different aspect altogether. But you will feel that this is the path I have to take. Finished. That's why one should never convert anyone. It's not at all. It's a journey. If you are meant, you will automatically come. Abhi tum log yahan aaye ho. Kitne saare tumhare yahan log hain. Why you people chose? Outwardly you will have a reason. That's a different story. Initially, some I think, how many? 2 or 3 of you were going to come. You know? How you came? You think there are outer reasons? Not at all. This is the divine guidance. Otherwise, this garmi mein kaun aata hai, bhai? I don't know how your parents agree.
My experience was this thing. I was about to miss my flight. It was just 10 minutes. I just reached the airport 10 minutes before the boarding time.
Oh my god!
just came in.
You were literally, chalo, aao, pakad ke. Even otherwise, see, even for, I understand parents ko bhi concern hota hai, ladkiyon ko khas kar, kahan ja rahi, pahunch rahi, oh my god, they think pata nahi kahan. नॉर्थ में अगर कोई है ना, साउथ में जा रहे हो तो पता नहीं तुम विदेश चले गए. वेरी दिस इज मच सेफर, सो मच सेफर. हम प्रयागराज की बात नहीं कर रहा हूँ, प्रयागराज एक फिर भी अच्छी सिटी है, पर वैसे मैं बता रहा हूँ कि इज मच सेफर. बट फिर भी दिल्ली विल्ली से तो कहीं ज्यादा, बट वो होता है, पता नहीं कहाँ जा रहे हैं, क्या जा रहे हैं, कौन है. सो नॉर्मली आई टेल ऑल द स्टूडेंट, आई डोंट नो वेदर आई टोल्ड यू पीपल आर नॉट, कि भाई मेरा नंबर दे देना सब पेरेंट्स को. So they should know ki they can connect somebody, but abhi to tum log 6 ho. But see, that's how it works. You may think it is a random event, but there are no random events deep inside. So you go through these steps through which life unfolds, and in several ways some breath of divinity comes. Then one day you say, this is it. That decision comes from inside. Nobody can or should. Nobody should actually convince from outside, because it's a serious decision. You are in for a great adventure. That's why the divine delays. Even when he has decided, even when he has marked, he will delay because he knows that the person is not ready for that ग्रेट क्लाइंब, इट्स लाइक चले चले हिमालय, हाँ जब बड़ा मजा आएगा, क्या होगा, अरे रास्ते में ये होगा वो होगा, माउंट एवरेस्ट भी चलेंगे, हाँ जरे हैं उसके लिए, अरे ऑक्सीजन वहां मास्क मिलते हैं ले लेंगे, हो गया नहीं बात, नैनीताल तक बड़ा मजा आ रहा है, जाओ उधर से क्या कंचनजंगा चढ़ रहे हैं, माउंट एवरेस्ट छोड़ो, देखा तुमने दार्जिलिंग से कंचनजंगा, ओह माय गॉड दिस इज टू गुड, हैव यू सीन एनीबॉडी, हैव सीन, यू हैव नॉट सीन, नो, अमेजिंग, यू सी दैट लिटिल ट्रायंगल कंचनजंगा फ्रॉम दार्जिलिंग, देयर इज अ व्यूइंग पॉइंट एंड गोल्डन अर्ली मॉर्निंग, इट्स लाइक अमेजिंग, मोस्ट वंडरफुल साइट, चलें चलें चल, इट्स वर्थ गोइंग, सो यू साइन इन द लॉट ऑफ फ्रेंड्स, चलो हम सब चलेंगे, चलो बुलावा आया है, माता ने बुलाया है, लेकिन माता ने वैष्णो देवी तक नहीं गए, अरे वी हैव टू गो टू कंचनजंगा और माउंट एवरेस्ट, आफ्टर सम टाइम बोले भैया कितनी दूर है, हौसला रखिए, अभी तो हम बेस कैंप में आए हैं, जितना आए हैं उतना और चढ़ना है, अच्छा इतनी नहीं नहीं और सुन लीजिए, अब ऑक्सीजन कम होने वाला है, सांस नहीं आएगी, अब दिमाग चलेगा, ये सिलेंडर लेके जाएंगे, खत्म हो गया, बंद हो गया, हैव यू सीन दैट मूवी ऊंचाई, ब्यूटीफुल मूवी, अमिताभ बच्चन, वर्थ वॉचिंग, इट्स दो इट्स बेस्ड ऑन ए आउटर थिंग बट वेरी वेल डायरेक्टेड, अपार्ट फ्रॉम दैट दैट what it requires to really climb those heights. So what will carry you to the end? What will carry you to the end? It's your faith in the destination. That aspiration that no, I have to reach there. That is very rare. So it takes time to develop that. Okay? That's how it is. Doesn't matter. We don't get... अरे वो कब आए, इट विल कम इफ यू यू मूव स्टेडिली एंड ए टाइम विल कम व्हेन द डिवाइन हिमसेल्फ हु इज लीडिंग यू यू वोंट बी सिटिंग हियर विदाउट दैट गाइडेंस यू मे नॉट बी अवेयर दैट्स ओके समटाइम्स पीपल आस्क सर आई डोंट बिलीव इन द डिवाइन आई सेड डजंट मैटर ही बिलीव्स इन आई डोंट नो गॉड आई सेड डोंट वरी ही नोज यू व्हाट इज द प्रॉब्लम फिर ये भी होता है कि आप बता दीजिए ने का भैया वो नहीं बता रहे हैं तो मुझसे क्यों जानना चाहते हो व्हेन द टाइम कम्स ही विल रिवील व्हाट इज द प्रॉब्लम यू डोंट हैव टू कन्वर्ट गेट इनटू ऑल दिस डायलॉग जब उन्होंने अपने आप को छिपा रखा है मजा है उनका मजा है छिपा रहने दो नहीं नहीं हम कन्विंस करेंगे भगवान है वो भी हमारे वाले भगवान हमारे रिलीजन में जो है ना वही वाले भगवान है अरे यार भगवान भी कहते होंगे छोड़ ना मैं खेल खेल रहा हूं मैं खेल खेल रहा हूं थोड़ा खेलने दे मुझे तो क्यों बीच में आकर के कि हम बताएंगे और हमारे वाले रिलीजन के भगवान मैं किसी रिलीजन में नहीं बंधा हूं तब आप बोलेंगे नहीं ये तो गड़बड़ हो गया रिलीजन में नहीं बंधे ये कैसे हो सकता है सारी समस्या होती है मनुष्य के अंदर बहुत सारी फॉर्मेट्स में भगवान बंधे हैं है ना यशोदा मैया ने ट्राई किया था पहले कंस ने ट्राई किया जेल में निकल गए यशोदा मैया ने ट्राई किया क्या ओखली बांध के निकल गए फिर बाद में दुर्योधन ने ट्राई किया पड़ा उड़ा नहीं था कि ये किससे टिक कर रहा है तो दुर्योधन ने भी ट्राई किया तो उन्होंने विष्णु भी दिखा दिया देख ले मैं कौन हूं भीष्म ने ट्राई किया वहां भी फेल हो गए सडनली रियलाइज करे वो किन के सामने खड़े हैं तो भगवान हमारे किसी मेंटल उसमें नहीं बंधे हैं बंधते प्रतीत होते हैं क्योंकि मौज है उनकी वो देखते कि भैया ये नहीं समझेगा तो वो हमारे लेवल पर आ जाते हैं बट नेवर मेक द मिस्टेक ऑफ थिंकिंग दैट डिवाइन इज बाउंड बाई एनी ऑफ आवर मेंटल कंसेप्ट एंड कंस्ट्रक्ट नो फिलोसफी नो रिलीजन कैन कैप्चर हिम He may seem to be like that. अद्वैत हाँ हाँ ठीक है द्वैत हाँ वो भी ठीक है द्वैत अद्वैत वो भी ठीक है अरे भाई एक चीज बोलो बोले एक तो मैं एक ही है ना उधर भी मैं हूँ, इसमें भी मैं हूँ। आप बोले नहीं, ये कैसे हो सकता है, आप द्वैत में भी है, अद्वैत में भी है। इसे हाँ कोई प्रॉब्लम है तुमको? क्या हमारा माइंड नहीं समझ आ रही? वो तुम्हारी प्रॉब्लम मेरी नहीं है। मैं अद्वैतिन के लिए एक अमेव द्वितीय के रूप में हूँ, द्वैत के लिए मैं भक्त और भगवान के संबंध में हूँ। इज ऑल ऑफ दिस एट द सेम टाइम एंड नन ऑफ दिस। बुद्धिस्ट के लिए मैं निहिल एनिहिलेशन के बुजम में हूं, मेटीरियलिस्ट के लिए मैं जड़तत्व में छिपा हूं। तुम कौन होते हो बताने वाले कि भैया भगवान ये है वो है? मैं उसके साथ खेल रहा हूं, जड़ तत्व के अंदर मजा आ रहा है मुझे खेलने में। खेलने दो, खोजने दो उसको, जड़ तत्व में भगवान अच्छी बात है, कुछ तो मिलेगा, फोटोन वोटन तक पहुंचेगा, फिर देखेंगे बाद में। यू अंडरस्टूड? दैट इज द प्ले। ओके, मजा आया भगवान के खेल में? चलो, नाउ विद दिस बैकग्राउंड, प्ले इन दिस लाइफ, गो इन दिस लाइफ विद दिस वन आइडिया, डिवाइन इज इन एवरीथिंग एंड एवरीवेयर, द डिवाइन इज इन यू एंड इन एवरी क्रिएचर। जस्ट लिव विद दिस आइडिया। दिस इंसिडेंटली इज फ्रॉम द ईशा उपनिषद, हाईएस्ट आइडिया टू मेडिटेट। यस्तु सर्वाणी भूतानि आत्मवा भूत विजानता तत्र को मोह क शोका एकत्वम अनुपश्यते यस्मिन् सर्वाणी भूतानि। लिव विद दिस आइडिया, डिवाइन इज इन एवरीथिंग एवरीवेयर, नॉट ओनली ह्यूमन बीइंग्स बट एवरीथिंग। दैट इज ओरिजिनल सनातन धर्म, इजंट इट? इन स्टोन, बर्ड, बीस्ट, प्लांट, ट्रीज, पीपल हुम यू लाइक, पीपल हुम यू डोंट लाइक। ओके, जस्ट प्रैक्टिस दिस इनर रियलिटी। इसमें तो कोई सेक्ट या कल्ट नहीं है, है ना? मैं तो ये नहीं बोल रहा हूं ना इस रूप में देखना, नहीं। लिव विद दिस आइडिया, डिवाइन इज इन एवरी वन, इन एवरी थिंग एंड एवरीवेयर। ओमनीसिएंट, ऑल नोइंग, ओमनीपोटेंट, ऑल पावरफुल, ओमनी प्रेजेंट इन एवरी क्रिएचर। इफ यू जस्ट लिव विद दिस आइडिया, योर लाइफ विल चेंज। ओके, टेक इट लाइक ए इनिशिएटिंग मंत्रा। ओके।